702.
The Africa Report with Crystal Audison.
All right, time to catch up with stories dominating headlines across the continent. And now, of course, we go to Crystal Audison in Nigeria. Crystal, of course, the postponed election continues this weekend.
Good morning, Bongani. I'm back in Port Harcourt. So as an observer, we are hoping, and yes, it is happening this weekend. In fact, last night, the electoral head, he's been having regular press conferences to just inform the nation of what's happening. And he's saying, "Nas, everything is ahead of plan. And they are, you know, ready for this weekend's election." So in fact, today is a public holiday, Mungani. And we're looking at, you know, the numbers is quite astonishing. The election body says about 72.7 million people collected their voters' cards out of 84 million registered voters. So we're looking at more than 86.6% of people. And so he says nothing's going to stop him this weekend, Bongani. So as an observer, we are now ready to observe the full electoral process.
All right, you were also wanting to tell us about the transport minister defending a bailout of two major airlines in Nigeria.
Yes, so in fact, millions of dollars, Bongani, was spent to bail out Eric Air. Now, I've been flying around the country, so of course, getting a sense of the airports and the airlines. And so it obviously made me think of our own situation back home and SAA and its bailout. So it seems here in Nigeria, the aviation minister this week, you know, he defended the bailout because, of course, there's been questions about it's so much money and why it was done. And he says, look, they had to do it because otherwise the entire sector would have collapsed because Eric Air, for instance, accounts for about 55% of Nigerian passenger traffic. And if they didn't intervene, you know, the total sector would have collapsed, but also it would have just meant that thousands of people would have been without jobs, and it would have brought instability in the sector. And so it seems there's always, you know, government finds they look at the bigger picture, or at least that's what they tell the taxpayers, why they do bailouts for airlines here.
And finally, in Kenya, a long-awaited, much-anticipated LGBTI ruling.
So today, after many years of challenges and, you know, things not being discussed in the open, and the High Court will rule and might decriminalize and repeal Section 162 of the Penal Code, which criminalizes gay sex. So, you know, up till now, one can be sentenced up to 14 years for violating the law in Kenya. So, of course, activists say the case is a milestone in the fight against LGBTI rights in the region. Whether or not they're going to win it, I really just do believe that there's been visibility and the silence around this issue have been broken because, of course, homophobic attacks are on the increase. Unfortunately, that I'm actually traveling with a legal expert from Kenya, and you know, I just try to understand what will this mean. And she said, look, of course, it is a good case, but she said society is so conservative, you know, and just if it's in line with the Constitution, etc., it's actually going to be easier said than done. Although, you know, she said she is hopeful. She just said Kenyan society, there's still such a lot of conservatism, and we know the clergy play a very powerful role. But of course, you know, last year they overturned the ban on the movie Rafiki, which was, you know, which is widely, you know, watched by the Kenyan community. But we'll have to see what's going to happen on that, because of course, across the continent, even here in northern Nigeria, in fact, it's death, you know, for those that are caught. And so, you know, we do see that, you know, laws are really, there's some really anti-gay laws across the continent.
Yeah.
But of course, there's hope in Angola, Mozambique, and the Seychelles that scrapped it. So we will watch that, what's happening in Kenya, Bongani.
All right, well, hope it goes the right direction. Crystal Audison with this morning's Africa Report.